This is Bulls Beat on Bulls Unlimited. Bulls Beat is your stop for exclusive interviews, highlights, and the very latest on all sports at the University of South Florida. With today's show, here's your host, Derek Sharp.
Good morning, and it is over. The basketball season was so terrific, but it ended last night against a really good VCU Rams team. We'll give you some highlights of the 70-65 defeat. The Rams basically held the lead throughout the second half. The Bulls had a couple of chances to tie or take the lead late, and it didn't happen. What a great year, but again, it has come to an end. What a wild weekend for baseball, winning the series to start off conference play against Memphis. We'll give you some of those highlights. We'll also tell you, unfortunately, that softball could not pull off a series victory and is now sitting at 3-6 in the American. And don't look now, the team that's coming to town this week, Easter weekend, is pretty good and just swept that Tulsa team that the Bulls had issues with. So it's difficult, this new American Athletic Conference, as we're seeing for many teams. And we'll give you how that's going for baseball and softball and what went on elsewhere also. Big win on Sunday for the women's tennis team after losing to another top 50 team on Saturday, but they had a big-time bounce back. And we'll let you know what's going on with all the sports right now, including letting you know that today Alex Golish is speaking. An update on spring football. I'll be making my way out there. We'll also be talking to Michael Kelly for the new Bull Speed ahead. So some highlights from last night at the Yuengling Center. Jim Lighthall and Joey Johnston on the call, of course. And you will hear right from the beginning that the crowd was so engaged. I wanted to make sure I went to this game, last chance, obviously, for the year. And I'm so glad I did, even though the Bulls did not win. This, as I said on social media, not just was a great crowd, but this was a basketball crowd, cheering at the right moments, anticipating the right moments, and just being loud and knowledgeable. It was as good of a crowd as you could want, as good of an environment as you could want, and something to really be proud of. It was really a back-and-forth first half. Here were a few of the highlights, and yeah, right from the beginning, you'll no doubt hear the crowd. It was omnipresent.
40 seconds in, and the Bulls will attack against the man-to-man. Youngblood to Pryor. Listen to this place. Right back to Knox. He's going to load up a left-wing three. This is off, and a rebound into the hands of Brandon Stroud. Kicks it to Pryor. There's a two-handed dunk, and the Bulls break the ribbon with a hammer throw. Here's Pryor in the corner. He loads up a three, and it's good right in front of the VCU bench.
The ball got shuffled around to Pryor on the left wing, and he buries it. 5-3 USF.
He made two of those on Tuesday night, and he's got another one here. He's got all 5 points for the Bulls. Over on the left wing it goes. Now to the top. Jackson loads up a three from straight on. That is good from the logo for VCU. 6-5. Youngblood cross court to Stroud. Dumps it inside to Pryor. Turnaround jump shot from 12 feet. That rattled in. Cason Pryor leads VCU 7-6.
Cason Pryor trying to be the first guy to ever score all the points for one team. I don't think he'll get there, but he's got all seven tonight.
Jackson picks up his dribble. Into the corner it goes. They swing around for another three. That is good for VCU. That was Kwani. And they have all of their points off triples. Fresh 20 on the shot clock for VCU. They lead by two, lobbed in. It's over the head and into the backcourt. Pryor gambles. He got the steal. He goes to the basket. Lamb's good, and he's fouled. What a play by Cason Pryor.
Pryor, even though he seems like he's unconscious, he does the spinning finger for the replay.
Kwani goes baseline against Stroud. He's cut off. Brandon Stroud's bodying him up. He's trying to back him down to the basket. He missed the shot. Offensive rebound. That was Lawal. Put back. Rolled it in. Man, they're so long, Joey. They've got five guys with seven-foot wingspans on this team.
Yep. Very impressive-looking team, and playing very well right now are the Rams.
Four-point lead for VCU. Here's Stroud. Leaves it for Placer. Back to the top to Chris Youngblood. Now to Cason Pryor. Dribbling right, leaves it for Selton Miguel. Shot clock down to 10. Selton fires over to Placer. Around his man, gets in the paint. He throws up a floater. Around the rim and in. Jose Placer gets it to go. And that cuts it to two.
Placer went into the land of the Giants.
Going to run. Down two with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Placer stopped at the logo. Goes around one man. Now he leaves. No, he's going to fire on the move. Good! Jose Placer with a long two, and we're tied at 28.
Placer had an excellent game at UCF on Tuesday night, and he's picked up where he left off.
Loose underneath. Brandon Stroud gets the offensive rebound. Spins and fires to Miguel. Here's Pryor in the corner. He goes around a couple guys. Euro steps to the basket and got it to go down. Cason Pryor, like running in a phone booth right there. He's got 14.
Scrapping to get the offensive rebound to make that possible. 30-28.
never felt like the Bulls were going to be able to blow out this team. In fact, 3 points was their largest lead. Unfortunately, they missed the last 7 shots of the first half, and BCU led it at the break 32-30. The big thing was 3-point shooting. The Bulls have been the team, just ask UCF and a lot of teams that the Bulls beat this year, that comes out blitzing, and instead, first half never happened. Their top two, Chris Youngblood and Celton Miguel, both 0 for 3. Over on the other side, they had 4 guys hit either 1 or 2 while shooting 6 for 17. All the stats are pretty even except for 3-point shooting, and that's why BCU had the slight edge. Rebounds were exactly 20 apiece. Bulls actually had a 5-2 steals advantage. And Cason Breyer, 14 points, had the place buzzing. Brandon Stroud grabbing 7 rebounds. Unfortunately, again, not just missing from 3, but Kobe Knox, who has been so great lately, just never got it going in this game. Did not hit a field goal in it. So after scoring 17 and 10 in the AAC tournament, unfortunately, Kobe was for 0 and 2. And that little missing factor, I think, and I hate to single him out because he's been great, can't wait to see him next year, but I think is what the Bulls, you know, you've been assuming you're going to get production from at least 4 of the starters offensively, and it didn't happen. In the second half, as a matter of fact, only one of the starters scored more than 2 points. He scored a bunch. Chris Youngblood, 21 of them in the second half, didn't leave the floor, 8 for 9 from it. Jaden Reed came off the bench and supplied 8 points. That was it for the Bulls, but it was enough to keep them in the game. Looked like VCU was going to put it away on several occasions, and it never happened. It was a thrilling second half, and yep, we're going to take it all the way up to the end, and then the disappointing but dramatic final plays of the season for the Bulls.
Comes VCU back the other way. Jackson's wide open, launches another 3, and hits another 3, and that's now a 7-point lead for VCU, their largest. And Jackson has become a problem.
A real problem, 4 of 5 now from long range, and the Bulls are starting to sputter. They're looking for answers, and it just has not been smooth at all for them tonight.
Youngblood puts it on the floor around 2 guys. They swing it around. Knox will load up a 3 left wing, and that's an air ball. Rebound by Youngblood. He puts it up with the left hand over the 6'10" Furman, and number 3 just outmuscled him for the layup.
Man, that was just like Chris Youngblood, so determined to get points. He'd do whatever it took, including walking through fire to get a basket, and he wills home a 2-pointer, 40-35 VCU.
Shulga drifting left, Bull switching their man-to-man. He wants to go to work on Cason Breyer. He's going to drive to the basket, into contact, rolled it off the rim, and a rebound by Breyer. Missed a point-blank layup. Here comes Cason the other way. Dumps inside,
nice
there,
pass.
Stroud wide open, and he lays it in.
What a pass
by Breyer.
What a pass by Cason Breyer. A great no-look.
40-37 VCU lead, 16:30 left to play. Amir took 4 players out for South Florida and replaced them with guys off the bench here. 21 to go on the shot clock. Jaden Reed gets it into Youngblood. Catch and shoot 3 left wing. Splash down for Chris Youngblood. I'll tell you what, if they're going to come back, number 3 is going to be the one that leads them.
Yep. Follow the leader so far in the second half. Chris Youngblood setting the pace.
Sam Hines, a little shake move into the paint. He's going to shoot one over a man. Missed it. Fight for the rebound control by VCU. Don't know if that's the shot they're looking for right there. Here's Bairstow the other way. To the free throw line, in the paint, spins and fires from 11 feet, and that one's good. Well, that's where the length really helps. At 6'8", he can shoot over the top of any guard.
Yep, and the VCU players are all starting to look alike. They're all angular and very good.
Here's Reed with a baseline move, caught in the air, fires it. It's off of a body. Sam Hines picks it up. Reed in the corner, launches a 3 off the back iron. Rebound, Chris Youngblood inside. He lowers his shoulder. He goes through 2 guys and lays it in. And Youngblood just refuses to quit.
Chris Youngblood is a one-man show here in the second half. He's now got 11 points in the second half, 18 overall, 7 of 12 from the field.
11 and a half minutes to go. VCU leads 46-43. Out to the top to Zeb Jackson. 9.5 minutes to go. Cross-court pass, got a man open in the corner. Bell puts it on the floor, working against Reed. He's trying to body him up and slow him down. He kicks it out to Billups, catches, launches a 3. Another make by VCU. And Amir is hot right now that his defense is not closing out. That's 5 in a row for VCU.
Jim, VCU is shooting 71.4% in the second half, 10 of 14. VCU's otherworldly right now.
Yeah, you're not going to beat anybody.
Nobody.
When the other team shoots 71% in a half.
Nope.
VCU has their largest lead, 55-47. Eight and a half left. Here's a three from Jackson that's a miss, and Pryor gets the rebound. Finally, they miss one. To the top, it goes to Stroud. They swing it around to Kobe Knox. He goes baseline, cut off, tries to step through, gets it to Pryor. They swing it around to Reed. He loads up a three. Looks good. Is good. Right on cue. JR with a triple. Great ball movement.
That should get the crowd going. 55-50 VCU, and the crowd rises to its feet.
Need a little energy in the building, and JR just provided it. 8 minutes to go. Here's Bairstow. They got to get a stop here and put something together. Zeb Jackson passes off. Bulls stay in their man-to-man. 9 to go on the shot clock. In the corner goes to Bairstow. Stroud is right on him. He spins to the baseline. Spins back to the middle. Tries to spin to the baseline. Turnaround jump shot. Misses. Push in the back by VCU, and there's a call. The Yingling crowd is awake. Here's Kaysen Pryor at the top. Now to Stroud. Left wing it goes to Stroud. Looking down low. Youngblood catches. Got Shulga on his back. Trying to back him down. Puts it up at the basket and in. He got around him. He snuck around him to the baseline side, and the layup is good by Chris Youngblood, who now has 20.
Youngblood is just unstoppable around the basket.
Here's Zeb Jackson, drives it into the paint, gets caught in the air and threw it off the window, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Zeb Jackson. He caught Kobe Knox flush in the face with the right arm on the clear out. Jackson made the shot, and they're going to wave it off. Now back out to Youngblood. He's got the smaller man on him. Kicks it out to Reed. He's going to load up a three from straight on. JR around the rim and in. It took a lap around, then hit the backboard and rolled in. The Bulls cut it in half. It's 58-55, and here comes the building.
Here comes the crowd. It looks like VCU wants a timeout.
Man-to-man out of VCU. They get it to Chris Youngblood. Squares to the basket, ball fake. He puts it on the floor. Goes around Bairstow to the lane, to the lane, to the window and in. Chris Youngblood has taken this game upon his shoulders.
CY and the YC, red hot. Crowd louder than ever.
Bulls have hit three in a row. It's a one-point game with 4:10 left. Bairstow with a move back to the top to Jackson. They're sagging off him. He's made some threes today. Makes his move to the bucket, goes in there, reverse layup, misses, and tipped into the hands of Pryor. The Bulls get the stop with 3 minutes left. They're down a point, 62-61.
Great defense by USF against Zeb Jackson. They made him take a wild shot. Now USF has a chance to take its second lead of the second half.
Here's Reed on the far sideline. Dribbling to the middle of the floor, gets into the paint, all the way to the bucket, up and under, move. He rolled it around and it popped out. Oh my gosh, it was three quarters of the way in and it bounced out. Rebound VCU. Bairston, 10 on the shot clock, trying to back down Brandon Stroud. Tries to get him to leave his feet off the window. Didn't go. Pryor gets the rebound. He got it ripped out of his hands, and the layup is good by VCU. Wow, they mugged Pryor and took it away from him. It's a five-point game here. Selton Miguel to the basket. He leaves it for Youngblood. Underneath the hoop, his layup is good with a minute 14 left. Amir wants a timeout and finally gets it with 109 remaining. 66-63. Boy, Pryor had the rebound there, and they just tore it out of his hands. One guy hit him from the back to kind of loosen the grip, and then the other guy ripped it out of his hands.
Heck of a time for a no call.
Winner moves on, loser goes home. Shulga at midcourt to Jackson on the left wing. Shot clock down to 10. Jackson, the lefty, going right. Now the Bulls are switching. Right side it goes, Bamaseel. Into the paint, picks up his dribble, shot clock at 4. He's stuck with it. Shot clock at 2. He turns and fires a leaner, misses. Rebound underneath on VCU, and they're going to call or foul on Chris Youngblood on the rebound. And it's that guy again, LaWall, getting the rebound. 6'8", and he has been a terror on the boards tonight. LaWall lets it fly. Missed it. Kaysen Pryor gets the rebound. Bulls are down by 3.
They don't need a 3. They can go a 2.
Stroud off to Selton Miguel. Selton drives into the paint. Stops. Tries to go up and under. Not available. Kaysen Pryor back out to Selton. Shot clock down to 16. Selton's going to drive to the basket. Two guys leave their feet. He got it to go, and he got fouled. Oh, my heaven. Selton Miguel, who was 1 for 11, gets the layup to go with 19 and a half seconds to go. And a foul underneath on VCU. The basket goes in.
Selton to tie the game and complete a three-point play.
Let's it fly. Missed it. Rebound by VCU. LaWall gets it, and the Bulls are going to have to foul. And Selton missed it left with 16.2 left. The chance to tie the game is gone.
Okay. Still plenty of things in play here. Bear Stowe will go to the line.
Not one of the guys you want there. 79% on the season. But this will be a 1-1.
It's a 1-1 into the teeth of the SoFlo Rodeo.
The transfer from Utah State readies himself for the front end of a 1-1. He lets it fly and swished it in. Bear Stowe looks cool as a cucumber down there to our left. Second free throw. Lets it go. That one's around the rim and in. Back to a three-point game, 68-65. Ball inbounded to Reed. Bulls going to have to go quickly here. Reed out near midcourt. Looks like they're going to play for the three in the tie. Reed, 9 seconds to go to Youngblood. He elevates, fires on the move. It's missed off the back rim. Rebound by VCU. The Bulls foul with 2.6 seconds left. A heavily contested three-point shot by Youngblood. He came off the curl screen there, Joey, and really didn't have a lot of room, but had to elevate and shoot it anyway.
Too much time setting that up, I think. Chris Youngblood got it at the top of the key. Tried a little turnaround, was guarded heavily. And Lawal can all but ice this game with 2.6 seconds to go as he goes to the line.
Yeah.
Lawal just missed free throw a moment ago. 2.6 seconds left. 68-65 VCU. Front end of a 1-1 Lawal. And he makes that. And that's the one that's going to do it. 4-point lead. Lawal makes the second one. 70-65. Ball inbounded to Youngblood. He'll launch. Good if it goes. It does not. And that's it. It comes to an end at the Yingling Center in round two of the NIT. The Bulls lose to VCU 70-65. They came all the way back, Joey, but they just couldn't close it out.
Couldn't get over the hump, and you can point to a million things earlier in the game that were culprits. Bulls gave it a good run at the end of the second half and almost came back to make this into a tie or a lead, but it just wasn't meant to be, and that's a shame because this season was full of meant-to-bes for this team.
25-8 will be the final record of this 23-24 season. USF bows out in the NIT in round two.
Well, that was just all so sudden. What a thrilling moment. I put the video out of Selton Miguel getting fouled and headed to the free throw line. I didn't put out the video what happened after that, but you just heard it here on the show. 70-65, Chris Youngblood ended up with 28 points, Kaysen Pryor with 14 and 10. But the Bulls, again, just 4 for 20 on threes, while VCU made 10 out of 26. That was the determining factor. Selton, an 80% free throw shooter all year long. And again, if he makes that, maybe we're headed to overtime, maybe VCU wins. The Rams will advance to play Utah. That's the team that the Bulls would be facing on Wednesday night in Salt Lake City, but the Rams go through instead. The only other home team that did not win one of the 8 second-round games was Wake Forest losing to Georgia. So on the left side of the bracket, it'll be UNLV going to Seton Hall, Georgia going to Ohio State, and on the right side, VCU at Utah and Cincinnati at Indiana State.